This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasang with the news, the headlines first. Deputy Prime Minister Ishwar Pokhrel says party unity is still possible if the Prachanda Nepal faction get ready for election. Home Minister Ram Bahadur Thapa stresses on need for appropriate policies and leadership as Nepal has entered the phase of implementing socialism. And British Prime Minister says everyone in England must stay at home during a new coronavirus lockdown expected to last until mid-February. Now the news in detail. Deputy Prime Minister Ishwar Pokhrel has said that it is government's compulsion to go for elections by dissolving the House of Representatives. Addressing the district-level cadres gathering in Sriraha yesterday, Deputy Prime Minister Pokhrel said no one should escape from the election as election makes the Democratic Republic stronger. The Deputy Prime Minister mentioned that there was still possibility of party unity if another chairman of the Communist Party, Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, was ready to go for election for fresh mandate. Minister for Home Affairs Ram Bahadur Thapa has said appropriate policies, programs and competent leadership can lead the nation to socialism. Addressing a mass gathering of cadres organized by Nepal Communist Party Chitwan yesterday, Home Minister Thapa stressed on the need for relevant policies, programs and effective leadership as the country had entered the phase of socialism. He also said the people would vote the leadership which had good policies, programs to transfer the nation. Speaking at the same program, Chief Minister of Lumbini Province Shankar Pokhrel said decision of the government to go to people was not anarchy. Infrastructure development of two substations and electricity transmission line of Kali Gandaki corridor transmission line have completed. Chief of the project Chandan Kumar Khos informed that all the infrastructure development works of 220 to 132 kilovolt capacity transmission line have completed. He added that the project had now reached the phase of internal testing. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecasted rainfall at many places of the country until Wednesday due to impact of the westerly wind. Meteorologist Ganga Nagar Koti has said there are chances of cloudy weather with light rainfall in many places of the country until Wednesday. She says that there is no possibility of heavy rainfall and there is little possibility of sunny days until Wednesday. Meteorologist Nagar Koti informed that the weather pattern would see gradual improvement from coming Wednesday. Nepal's coronavirus recovery rate now stands at 97.26%. As per the Ministry of Health and Population, out of more than 262,000 infected people, more than 2,555,000 have recovered from the infection. The ministry said 594 people in Nepal have recovered from the virus infection in the past 24 hours. Similarly, additional 403 people were diagnosed to have coronavirus infection in Nepal. As per the ministry's update, Nepal's corona-related death toll has now reached 1,885 with the confirmation of 7 additional deaths. Cambodian government has handed over medical equipments, including 20 ventilators, to Nepal. Cambodia's Foreign Affairs State Minister Uch Parith had handed over the supplies to the Minister for Health and Population, Hridays Tripathi, at the Tribhuvan International Airport yesterday. Joint spokesperson of the ministry, Samir Kumar Adhikari, said the goods brought in 2 chartered flights includes 2 million face masks, 100,000 fabric masks, 20,000 N95 masks, 20,000 goggles, 20,000 PPE sets, 20,000 face shields, 1,000 safety plastic suits, and 500 thermal guns. Minister Tripathi thanked the Cambodian government for its assistance to Nepal. The Supreme Court has sought written response from the government on cabinet reshuffle that happened after the dissolution of the House of Representatives. A single bench of Justice Anil Kumar Sinha asked for the government's response while summoning both the sides on January 12 for discussions. Naming Office of the President and Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers as the defendant, senior advocate Dinesh Tripathi and advocates Lokendra Bahadur Oli, Kishore Jung Kesi and Nidesh Lami Chane had filed a petition seeking cancellation of the Act of Expansion of the Council of Ministers after the dissolution of House of Representatives. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
Baju Darshan.
Bhagyamani Babu. Ramrari aipugnu bhaye ni.
Hajur, ramrari puge. U chai mero college ko best friend.
Namaste Baju.
Namaste. Aunu na bhitrai.
Huncha Baju.
Ani dada ta office gaisaknu bhola hai.
Uha ta byanai ho. Huncha tapaiharu fresh hudai garnu na. Ma khana tayar gardai garchu hai.
Has, has Baju.
Oi, wifi hola ni. Password magna.
Ha? Ta pani NTC ko sasto day pack chhadai cha ni.
E ho ra.
NTC ko day pack lina *1415# dial garna.
Nepal Telecom. Rashtrako Sanchar.
Welcome back. After the short break, we continue with the rest of the updates. Minister for Agriculture and Livestock Development, Padma Kumari Arial, has stressed on need for systematic market for agricultural producers. Speaking at a meeting with subordinate bodies of the ministry yesterday, Minister Arial said market should be rearranged to provide the appropriate return to the farmers for their producers. The minister directed the subordinate bodies to make appropriate standard for the agricultural markets in all the three tiers of the government. Minister for Land Management, Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation, Dr. Shivamaya Tumba Hampe, has said the government has prioritized and allocated budget for health security of people. Speaking at a press conference in Biratnagar yesterday, Minister Tumba Hampe said the regulations related to 16 acts concerning fundamental rights had been formulated and their implementation was underway. In another context, she said these regulations were under the jurisdiction of the Provincial Assembly. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8 AM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. The British Prime Minister says everyone in England must stay at home except for permitted reasons during a new coronavirus lockdown expected to last until mid-February. All schools and colleges will close to most pupils and switch to remote learning from Tuesday. Boris Johnson warned the coming weeks would be the hardest yet amid surging cases and patient numbers. He said those in the top four priority groups would be offered a first vaccine dose by the middle of next month. All care home residents and their carers, everyone aged 70 and over, all frontline health and social care workers and the clinically extremely vulnerable will be offered one dose of a vaccine by mid-February. Scotland earlier issued a stay-at-home order and Wales said schools and colleges were shut until 18 of January for most pupils. A breakthrough has been reached in Qatar's three-year-old dispute with Saudi Arabia and three other Arab countries and an agreement aimed at ending their rift is to be signed in Saudi Arabia on Tuesday. A senior Trump administration official said the development was the latest in a series of Middle East deals shot by Washington, the others involving Israel and Arab states aimed at building a united front against Iran. As part of the deal, Saudi Arabia will reopen its airspace and land and sea borders to Qatar as of Monday. Kuwaiti Foreign Minister Ahmed Nasir al-Sabah said on Kuwait TV ahead of a Gulf Arab summit in Saudi Arabia on Tuesday. Saudi state agency SPA quoted Saudi Arabia's de facto ruler, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, as saying the annual gathering of Gulf leaders would unite Gulf ranks in the face of challenges facing the region. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the meteorological forecast for the country for today, the weather will be generally cloudy throughout the country. Light rain is possible at a few places of the hilly regions of Gandaki province, Lumbini province, Karnali province and Far West province, and at one or two places of Province 1 and Bagmati province. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 17.4 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 9.5 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines, once again. Deputy Prime Minister Ishwar Pokhrel says party unity is still possible if the Prachanda Nepal faction get ready for election. Home Minister Ram Bahadur Thapa stresses on need for appropriate policies and leadership as Nepal has entered the phase of implementing socialism. And British Prime Minister says everyone in England must stay at home during a new coronavirus lockdown expected to last until mid-February. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.nb for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.